I'm Senior Airman Nicole Molignano on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report. Red Cross volunteering and military justice reform. The Red Cross at Aviano Air Base provides a volunteering platform where you can meet new people and form connections. By actively participating in various volunteer programs and events tailored to your interests, you not only contribute to the community, but also enhance your social experience, all while keeping your resume current and relevant.
Volunteering with the Aviano Red Cross while stationed overseas is a valuable experience, offering a chance to make a significant contribution to Wyvern Nation. They offer diverse programs, such as training services, disaster action teams, animal visitation, casework, and event support. Rachel Bradley, Red Cross Regional Program Specialist, says her goal is to involve as many individuals as she can to have a greater positive influence on the community.
Her whole mission is to give back to service members and their families. Everything we do for our community, and therefore it's going to come back to you in some kind of way. And also that sense of fulfillment when you do something for other people, it can be really impactful.
Bradley also says these engagements not only make a positive impact, but also help you develop new skills that enhance both personal and professional growth. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
Military justice reform. With your Air Force news, I'm Staff Sergeant Stephanie Barge. Offices of Special Trial Counsel are the new decision makers on prosecution of sexual assault and other serious crimes, taking over for the chain of command of accused service members. The reform stems from Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin III's Independent Review Commission on Sexual Assault in the Military. The change serves as an important step toward restoring faith in a fair, just, and equitable military justice system. Counsel offices will be staffed by specially trained military attorneys qualified to address complex cases, along with general or flag officers who report directly to secretaries of military departments. One senior DOD official says major steps are being taken in the areas of prevention, climate, culture, and victim care, and only with this comprehensive approach can the trust and confidence of service members be restored. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Nicole Molignano.